Live Creative Now, episode 84.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and author of The Creative Sandbox Way, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. At the end of August, not quite 3 months ago, so about a season ago, not quite, I baked a muddy intention in the kiln of resolve into a rock solid commitment that I would write a complete book. I would finish a book before my 50th birthday on November 5th. I was serious about this, and I cut out a lot of things that I'd been spending time on in order to make that happen. Now, thankfully, I was sane enough to push the actual publication date out a week and a half, 10 days, to November 15th in order to accommodate a 9-day trip east for 2 back-to-back conferences that I was going to, and to allow for some time to promote the book as well as to write it and edit it and lay it out and design it and design the cover, et cetera, et cetera. But the upshot is I birthed a book in 3 months, in actually less than 3 months. The Creative Sandbox Way launched last Tuesday, and I had a week-long launch party with daily Facebook Live events, complete with daily free downloads for anybody who attended and daily giveaway drawings that anybody who attended could enter, and also lots of bonuses for people who purchased the book during launch week, all of which involved my building web pages, lots and lots of web pages, and setting up different membership levels and setting up emails and autoresponders and basically more moving parts than a chess set, like a 3-dimensional chess set. Oh, and I also gave away $200 worth of art supplies as a giveaway to one lucky book buyer. And today, as I record this, I closed down the bonuses page because the launch is over, and I announced the winner of the art supply giveaway, the $200 art supply giveaway, Rebecca Nemethy of Reflective Photos, reflectivephotos.net. Actually, I think it might be reflectivephotography.net. No, it's reflectivephotos.net. Check out her work. It's really beautiful. She photographs a lot of animals, among other things. Congratulations, Rebecca. So anyway, I did all this stuff. A lot of stuff. And then I collapsed in a heap. Actually, that's a bit hyperbolic. In fact, all week long, I've been in sort of a state of continual collapse. After every Facebook Live, and there were 7 of them, I have felt surprisingly sapped. Now, I am an introvert. People are always surprised when I say that, but I am more of an introvert than an extrovert. I'm a performer. I love performing, and I love people, and I love connecting with people, but I am an introvert, and man, I've never felt so just drained. And I have spent a lot of time this week lying on the couch, napping, and reading novels. And it was in this extremely drained state, which hasn't been helped by the turmoil that's happening in the United States since the election, by the way. So that's layered on top of all of this. But it was in this very drained state that a note landed in my Facebook message box that I really needed to read. The timing could not have been better. It was from one of my launch team ambassadors. Now, my launch team is a group of people who applied way back in August, September, specifically to help promote the Creative Sandbox Way before it even had a title. They helped determine the title and the subtitle. They applied, when they applied, they committed to write a review on Amazon of the book, an honest review. They committed to share the book on social media, only if they felt that it was worthy of sharing. They committed to share it with friends if they felt it was worthy of sharing. And in exchange, they got an advance review copy so that they could actually figure out if they liked the book or not. A bunch of them proofread the book. Oh my God, they were amazing. I created a spreadsheet so launch team ambassadors could go through and log all of the typos and grammatical and punctuation thing errors that they found in the book so they could log them so there wouldn't be duplicate proofing corrections for me to find. Unbelievable support. And they also got, in exchange for all of the help that they gave me, they got an inside view of the whole process, the writing, the designing, the publishing, the launching. I showed them what was going on. I shared, we had we still have a private Facebook group. So I was very transparent about what was going on with me the whole way through. And I could not have done this without my launch team. They have been amazing. Amazing. Particularly a very hardcore, phenomenally supportive group, the sort of inner circle group, you know who you are, who has just been so intensely there all the way through. One of these launch team ambassadors, Gina, her business is called Around the Writer's Table. Check it out, aroundthewriterstable.com. She wrote me a note, and I asked if she would mind if I shared it with you on the blog and on the podcast. And she said she would be very happy for me to share it. So I am delighted to be able to share it with you. In this letter that she wrote me, she has encapsulated so much of what has been bouncing around in my own mind. And she's an incredible writer, and she said it better than I ever could say it myself. And I hope you find it as helpful as I have. So I am going to read it for you. She writes, "Dear Melissa, as I do my morning writing today, you are heavy on my mind. As I have watched you these last few weeks, a dynamo of energy and mirth around the launch of your book, I smile at every milestone and hold you close in my heart for safety and joy on your journey. You know the creative process, but I feel that I'm supposed to remind you today of what you already know. You've just gone through, actually are still in the midst, of a massive phase of creative output. You are pouring out everything inside of you into us, into your book, as your gift to us all." As a side note from Melissa, not from Gina, I received this in the middle of launch week, so that's the context in which she was writing this. Back to Gina. "The bombardment of ideas probably felt as if you were being pelted by paintballs. The hectic pace and lack of sleep and maybe too much caffeine or not eating healthy may be intensifying the sensitivity of your creative nerve. You've been giving and giving and pouring out through the entire process of book writing and promotion. If you haven't already, you likely will move into a stage when you feel totally drained, nothing left, maybe even enormously deflated. You might even be disappointed, confused. For certain, you are tired and likely will feel empty. Know that if you are feeling ungrounded, unfocused, maybe a little disembodied, this is part of the natural cycle, the way of things when we pour our souls into a project the way you have. As a writer, you want your message to be heard. And as writers, we all want, need, in fact, to have someone, anyone, listen. What I see over and over with authors who self-publish, no matter the extent of their promotional efforts, no matter what their expectations, once the book is out, they embrace a sense of failure. Here is where I caution you. Do not misinterpret your physical exhaustion and creative depletion as failure. Nor should you measure how many copies your book sells now or forever as a measure of your worth in this world. It is easy to fall into that human trap of material measurement. Your value to all of us cannot be gauged by the price of a printed book or the ranking on a bestseller list. The people who need to hear your message will receive it. What you are sharing is valuable and necessary. Your message, your sheer existence, is a major part of what we need to heal our world, to have not only our joy in the moment of creating, but long-lasting satisfaction of true self-expression and how we leave our unique fingerprint upon the world. Expect to be tired. Expect to be deflated. Expect to feel drained and empty. Now, honor your creative spirit by giving yourself a refill. Do something which just may be doing nothing to allow yourself to heal and recover and rejuvenate, because there is so much more. You are an empty vessel just waiting to be refilled. So nurture yourself and permit the refilling to happen when and as it will. Give yourself time and space and love. But you know this. In eternal service and everlasting gratitude, and with ginormous buckets of love, Gina. And I got so choked up just now reading that, because what she said was something that I needed to read in the moment that I first read it, and in every moment that I have reread it, including just now. All of those things that she said are things that I absolutely needed to be reminded of. And I love how Gina wrote, "You know the creative process, but I feel that I'm supposed to remind you today of what you already know." This is such a beautiful way, such a beautiful way to share wisdom with somebody. If she had said to me, "I have some advice for you, Melissa," ooh, I would have put a wall up. But that she said to me, "I feel that I am supposed to remind you today of what you already know." And she acknowledged that I know the creative process, because I do know the creative process. I know that fallow periods, which I can't stand, I don't like the fallow periods. I really prefer the manic phase when I'm manically creating. I really like that so much better than the fallow period. But I know the fallow period is part of the creative process. And I know that's what I am starting into right now. that's really, I am at the start of this fallow phase right now. Not happy about it, but that's the way it is. And the other thing that she touched on that is so important for all of us is, first of all, the physical exhaustion and the creative depletion. I know when I'm physically exhausted, my mood is often low. And I cannot, I'm old enough now, I've been through this enough times now that I am better at recognizing that, oh, I'm probably feeling low right now. I'm probably feeling on the depressed side of things now because I'm really tired. And once I have a good night's sleep or a few good nights sleep under my belt, I will probably feel a lot more chipper. So that's something that I've learned. And the other thing that was very, very important for me, and also that I also knew going into this whole endeavor, is that the number of copies that my book sells now, or forever, as Gina said, is not the measure of my worth in this world. And yet it is so easy to fall into that human trap of material measurement, whether we're talking books or paintings or anything else, songs, anything. We want that validation of other people, you know, wanting to own, to buy, to experience what we create. I do. And if you do, of course you do. If you don't, I would be kind of surprised. And I have not sold nearly the number of books that I would need in order for that number to make me feel like I'm worthy. Nowhere near the number of books that I've sold is ridiculous pittance in order, you know, on that scale of worthiness. But going into this project, I told myself it is not about the number of books. Now, the fantasy is that I would sell so many books, it would go madly viral, and, you know, some major publishing company would perk up its ears and want to sign the book up and publish it with super high quality watercolor paper, and it would sell millions and bazillions of copies and, you know, go crazy New York Times bestseller, and I'd be interviewed on Fresh Air by Terry Gross, and I don't know, on the cover of the New Yorker, or not the New Yorker, because they don't do covers like that, but whatever, you know, just, it would just go crazy, crazy viral. It'd be like the next The Artist Way or something like that. That, sure, I've had that fantasy, I'm not going to lie to you, but what I really want to change people's lives. And I know that if all I do is change one person's life by helping them find joy that they maybe haven't experienced since they were a little child, or, you know, maybe they experienced it last year, but it's been a while, and they smiled for the first time in a while, you know, that makes me happy. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's not about the bestseller list or the rank. That's all great for my ego, but it's not what makes me worthy or valuable. It's hard to hang on to that sometimes, but that's the truth. And that's why we need messages like this one that Gina sent me, because we need these reminders. So Gina, thank you so much for sending sending me this note. It meant so much to me. It was exactly what I needed to read. And I really hope that somebody listening will, that it will hit you somebody out there that it will hit you with the same kind of power that it hit me with when I read it. That's what I have to share with you today. I really hope that this is helpful, and I really hope that you will pursue your creative projects. And if you're in your own fallow phase, you know, take heart. The fallow phase is what's needed in order to, you know, let that soil get rich again. And so those seeds will germinate. And so you'll move on to your next, whatever the next phase is, the germination phase, and get on to that really fun phase where the creativity is flowing again. It just keeps cycling around. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, as always, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. And if you haven't already, hop on over to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. If you need step-by-step instructions, you can find them over at livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. That's livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. And if you haven't seen anything about this book that I just published, you can check it out at creativesandboxway.com or at any Amazon, creativesandboxway.com or Amazon. Until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating. Mwah!
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.